What's up, everybody? Thank you for tuning in to another edition of Premier High School Sports. I'm your host, Tyler Turnwald. I got nobody riding shotgun with me today, which is good and bad. But to keep things interesting, at any point in the show, I might just hand it off to Emily, our co-producer, or Tony, our producer. So, like this. Tony, what are our sponsors of the day?
Mr. Turnwald, our sponsors of today are Terry Lash, Stephen Ann Turnwald, Crown Battery, the Turnwald Brothers, Lincoln Financial, and Laco Stress Balls.
See, there you have it. So at any point in the show, I might pass it over to Emily or Tony. But a quick little story about Laco Stress Balls. A couple of minutes ago, Laco was up in the studio, and Tony said he wanted to buy a stress ball. Lakin goes, okay, that's sure, yeah. Tony said, all right, well, how much are they, Lakin? I only have 20, so it's $10, Tony. Okay, Lakin. And he paid over $10 for the stress ball. But for all the audience out there, they're only a dollar. So $1, Laco stress balls. But anyway, thanks for tuning in. Time to get the show started.
Yeah, it's time for your scores from week 8 of high school sports. Homestead beat Carroll 38-17. Dwanger beat Lures in a nail biter 15-13. Snyder swept the floor with Northrop 48-21. Northside won in the Battle of the Sides, beating Southside 37-18. Wayne took care of business with Concordia, winning 27-20 in a close game. New Haven won in a nail biter on their homecoming 24-21 against Belmont. East Noble beat Columbia City 28-14 in an important conference game. DeKalb shut out Norwell 21-0. Leo took care of business against Huntington North, winning 42-21. Bluffton beat down the Heritage Patriots 44-20. LCC delivered Woodland a demoralizing loss 48-13. Jay County stunned South Adams, winning 15-14 in a nail biter. AC beat down another team, beating Southern Wells 56-14. Angola beat Prairie Heights 41-14, closer than we expected. Busco destroyed Central Noble, winning 42-14. Eastside beat Fremont 63-13. Garrett Railroaders beat Fairfield 44-0. Lakeland beat West Noble 47-23. And Maconaquah beat Northfield 37-20. And those are your scores and recaps.
All right, it is time for your peak performers on this feel-good Thursday. First, we got Alex Wortman of Leo, who had 119 rushing yards for 2 touchdowns. Griffin Little of Homestead had 149 receiving yards and 2 touchdowns. Caden Harshberger of East Noble had 145 rushing yards and 3 touchdowns. And that bad man, Logan Macklin of Adams Central, had 136 rushing yards and 3 touchdowns. Is there a week where this kid isn't on the list? I mean, seriously. John West of Warsaw had 5 total touchdowns. That's pretty impressive. Everett Johnson of Bluffton on the list again. 251 rushing yards and 4 touchdowns. Amir Drew of Concordia had 194 rushing yards. Tristan Purnell of Wayne had 17 tackles in a single game. I think that was the total tackles for me my junior year, but that's beyond the point. Caleb Vanover of Eastside had 217 rushing yards and 3 total touchdowns. And last but certainly not least, another Eastside player, Trey Staley, had 3 receiving touchdowns and a 57-yard interception TD. Boy, the Blazers are hot, but those are your peak performers of high school sports. Ah, new segment we're going to be doing from now on is with Luke Crilly. We will be discussing the big winners who were crowning of last week's high school football games. We'll pick a team from the SAC, the ACAC, the NE8, and also the NECC. So first, Crilly, welcome to the studio.
Well, first thing I'd like to say is how excited I am to be back on the show. Yes. When Mr. Turnwald sent me a text, I had thrills going up my back, and my hair started to stand up on my arms, and I just couldn't contain my excitement.
Those are the things I love to hear about this show. Well, Curly, without further ado, who is your SAC big winner of the week?
Well, can I have a drum roll, please, for the Wayne Generals.
Ah.
With a huge win over a mighty Concordia team that will go far in the playoffs.
Oh. My big winner for the SAC is none other than the Bishop Dwenger Saints.
Wow.
This team, I understand, they only beat Lures by 2 points. However, like I said, same thing with New Haven and Leo. It's an emotional game. A lot of energy goes into it. I thought I was impressed with what Dwenger did. They shut down that Lures offense, and they played the game that they wanted to play. Crilly?
Well, I'd just like to say something.
Yeah, go ahead.
How much have you been drinking this morning?
A lot of tequila.
I mean, Dwenger, I mean, that's the big loser of the week. Whatever.
They got another win. I mean, they're still undefeated. Okay. They're still picking up momentum. Beat the rivals. Who's your winner for the ACAC?
Well, my big winner for the ACAC is the best team in the ACAC.
Oh, Woodland.
Sorry, I got to take a minute. No, it's the Adams Central Flying Jets.
Yes. Why, Crilly?
Well, because they're the best team in the ACAC. Nobody's going to come even close to them.
Well, I think Adams Central is the best team in the ACAC, but I think the big winner this week is Jay County. Knocked off the South Adams Starfires in a huge upset. All I can say about that is Woodland better beat South Adams next week, or that is going to be a tough loss.
Yeah, it's definitely not going to help them.
All right, moving on to the NECC. Crilly, who's your big winner?
My big winner in the NECC is Angola, as they are just annihilating every team that they play. Now, the Prairie Heights game, a little closer than I thought it'd be, but they still won by about 40.
Yes, they did. This Angola team is very, very good. But for the NECC, I got none other than the Garrett Railroaders. They just took down Fairfield 49-0. This team is pretty good.
Well, yeah, and Fairfield's a heck of a team this year, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, they just lost to Angola 70-0, but that's beyond the point.
Yep, they're solid.
Big win for Garrett. They shut out a team. They played their offense. It's just a lot of optimism, a lot of confidence building for the Garrett Railroaders right now. Very good victory for them. Last but not least, the NE8. Who you got?
Well, I'm figuring many people listening will think that we're going to pick the Bulldogs, but yeah. Really, they're a big loser.
Oh,
this year has just been a big loss for them, and I hate to say it, and I'm rooting for them, but I got East Noble as they're the best team, and it's going to be a blowout next week against New Haven.
Oh, boy. Well, I wanted to go with New Haven this week. Big homecoming game. I thought they could pretty much destroy Belmont, but they only won by 3, so I couldn't go with the Bulldogs. I got to go with the Leo Lions. They're coming off 2 straight victories. They're looking good right now. Obviously, I think the conference is out of reach for them, but they're building some momentum coming up to sectionals, and they could win a few games. But, yeah, my big winner for the NE8 is the Leo Lions. Go Pride.
Very true.
We're going to try to stay positive this week, so we're only going to do 1 train wreck. But, unfortunately, our train wreck is the very own Woodland Warriors. Yeah. Boo me all you want. But how can they not be our train wreck? They lost 48-13. This is their second 30-plus point loss at home this year. I've got a lot of trepidations about the Woodland Warriors right now, and all I'm going to say is that it is imperative that they beat South Adams this week. South Adams just lost to the Jay County Patriots. This is a game that they must win to even give themselves an outside shot at beating Adams Central for the conference. Tony, my blood is boiling right now. Do you have anything to say about the Woodland Warriors?
I was at the Woodland game last Friday, and I was pleased with how the Warriors fought in the first half, leaving the score at 21-13. Then the Warriors were put into a wood chipper, being picked apart defensively and overwhelmed offensively. Their morale took a toll, And I have to say, the body language on some of the Warriors was despicable.
You're right. You're right, Tony. And a lot of miscues. But give Willen a little bit of credit. I'm going to give him a smidge of credit this week. It was 21-13 at halftime. They had their opportunities. There was a Reggie Blackmon fumble. There was a Jack Stuckey drop in the middle of the open field. But that doesn't give an excuse to lose the game 48-13. That's unacceptable. And I know that Coach Sherwood-Haydock thinks that that is unacceptable as well. So all I'm saying, better beat South Adams this week, or you can put a fork in the Woodland Warriors. It was a big night for the New Haven Bulldogs. Their 2018 homecoming, where they knocked off the Belmont Braves by a suspect score of 24-21. Now, I'm going to be honest. I had to take a double take when I saw this score. New Haven against the 0-7 Belmont Braves? Very suspect. Yeah, I got a lot of aspersions about the New Haven Bulldogs right now, but I'm not going to get into them because I did say that they would be in the NEA Championship, which they are going to be against East Noble next week. It's the big one. It's where it counts. Right now in the studio, though, we got the New Haven Bulldogs highlights pulled up. I believe it's Chris Scheid that Tony is staring at very intently, I believe maybe even drooling over. But, yeah, I wish we could give you a visual representation of it because he's playing like a dog. And Timmy Jordan just came up playing very well. They played good in the first half. They were up 21-0. If they could have just kept their foot on the gas pedal and kept up that same intensity throughout the game, we wouldn't be having critical things to say about them today. But a Caleb Spencer field goal was the difference for the New Haven Bulldogs. Emily, anything to say about this game?
I didn't think you would actually pass it to me, but I actually do have something to say about it. I was a cheerleader the past 4 years, and I've seen four homecomings, and they were great, very well put together, very exciting, energetic. We had a lot of victories. This year, the bar was set high. They had it very put together, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
They were going out strong, 21-0 at the half, like you said.
Yep.
And then the last half was just dead. I mean, the Belmont Braves came back, and it was a real close game. Thankfully, we won 24-21.
Yes, I bet you're very excited. I know you're a huge New Haven Bulldogs fan. I mean, Emily, she's calling me every single Friday night. Can we go to the New Haven game? New Haven game, maybe? No, Emily. We're going to go to an SAC game, or we're going to go to the Woodland game. Sorry. But we did go to one New Haven game, and it was very enjoyable. But, like I said, New Haven, this is the big one. This is where you prove yourselves. Go out there and get the dub against East Noble. Rooting for you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a lot of questions week in and week out about a very special guest. All the way from Phoenix, Greg White. Greg, how's life in Phoenix, buddy?
Hot down here, you know, critical conditions out here, you know.
Oh, no.
But you won't believe it.
What's that?
It rained yesterday.
Ooh.
Flood warnings all over the place, but not where I'm at, man. It just is flooding, like in Yuma, Flagstaff, and all that, you know.
I hope you're staying safe, Greg.
Oh, it's dangerous out here, man. I don't think it's... Traffic's out here crazy, man.
Well, Greg, I'll tell you what. It's pretty safe in Woodburn, but... not right now with the wrath of Sherwood-Haydock, as the Warriors have lost three games this season. Greg, you've been keeping up on the Woodland season. What do you think so far?
You know what, man? I don't think they'll win ACAC this year.
Oh.
But I feel like they can go somewhere in the playoffs, you know?
Oh.
I feel like Ben Reedy can really, you know, he can lead his team far in the playoffs, you know?
A lot of praise for old Benny. And, Greg, you know that Sherwood-Haydock can coach up that team. Do you miss old Sherwood?
Yeah. You know what I don't miss about him, man? I don't miss that every time he says, oh, we're going to play you this week, man. You know, we're going to get you out here getting scores and all that. And then, like, it's Friday and I'm not out there.
Well, Greg, you did score against Prairie Heights.
Oh, yeah.
Shot a tomahawk up at Quay in the crowd. All right, Greg, but I got to ask you about the SAC. I know you've been paying attention to them a lot this year. Who do you have winning? I'm interested to hear your insight.
Well, I see Dwenger's doing good, so I really think they can win the SAC this year, you know. But Wayne, that's a good, talented team, you know. I see they're doing great things. They beat Snyder, I heard. And I miss locking down my boy Craig Young, you know. Miss that.
Oh, Greg, we miss watching you play against Craig Young. But, Greg, thanks for taking some time out of your vigorous schedule in Phoenix to talk to us here at PHS. I'm sure everyone's going to love hearing G-Code's voice. What was the audience's plan this week? First game, we asked the audience, Concordia versus Carroll. 65% of the audience took Carroll. Woodland versus South Adams. 66% took Woodland. Dwenger versus Snyder. 66% also took Dwenger. Now to our questions. Greg White needs to be on the show. Well, first off, to who said this, that is a statement, not a question. And we got him on. You're welcome. Second question, if Woodland had the same schedule as last year's team, would they be 6-1? Now, let me verify. This is all speculation. But I do think they would be 6-1. I really do. However, I think if last year's team had the same schedule as this year's team, they would not be 4-3, and that's for dang certain. And they definitely wouldn't have lost two 30-plus point games at home. Can we even remember the last time the Warriors lost at home? Well, I do. It's my freshman year sectionals versus Bremen, but that's besides the point. I think last year's team with this schedule would be 6-1. And I don't know why all you Woodland people are so excited and saying how great you guys are. You won the games you were supposed to win. The games you were favored in, you won. The games you were underdogs in, you lost. And you lost big. So,
all right, they're giving you a reason to cheer. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Warriors fans. Congrats. It was a good game. Good wins. But you beat the teams that you were supposed to beat, and you lost to the teams you're supposed to lose to. So, as far as I'm concerned, you haven't done anything special yet this year. Next question. You need some female guests on the show. Well, we already have Emily, and we are working on bringing more female interaction to the show. Last question. Will Woodland win their sectionals? Now, let me be very, very clear. No. Hell no. Let me tell you what teams are in their sectional. Bremen, Central Noble, Manchester, Bluffton, Prairie Heights, Wabash, and Whitco. There's two teams on there that I think can certainly beat the Woodland Warriors, starting with Bremen, obviously, and Central Noble, and maybe even Bluffton, pulling off an upset. So, no, I don't think they'll win their sectional. I think they might be able to make it to a sectional championship, but I think that's about as far as the Woodland Warriors are going this year. I hate to tell you, Woodland people, I love you. I've supported you all year. I've sat on the show. I've defended your honor every single week. I go to your games, and you guys let me down. But good luck. So we've asked Krilly to go ahead and stick around for our predictions. Alon Howard did beat me last week, so we're no longer going to have him back for predictions. But, Curly, I think he's beatable. So, first game on the docket, Concordia versus Carroll. Curly, who you got?
Oh, I'm going to have to go with Carroll, although I think it'll be a very close game.
Yeah, likewise, I'm going to go with Carroll also. Southwood versus Maconaquah. Southwood 7-0, Maconaquah 6-1. Curly, who you got?
Well, since I don't even know how to pronounce the one school, I'm going to go with Southwood. I mean, what were they, semi-state last year?
Yeah.
They're a team to be reckoned with.
I'm going to have to go with Maconaquah. They are on fire this year. 6-1, that's a very, very respectable record, and I think they're going to come away with the win. Hmm. Eastside versus Central Noble. Who you got?
After Eastside's blowout against Fairfield, I think.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go with them over the Central Noble, whatever they are.
Come on, man. Central Noble Cougars. They just came off a loss to Churubusco, and they're bouncing back, and they're taking down the old Blazers.
I doubt that.
Northside, Northrop.
I think this is going to be a shootout between two below-average teams.
Yeah. 2-5.
I'm going to have to rock with my Shanley alumni,
Yes.
Northrop Bruins.
Oh, the lucky lefty. Man, we miss him at Northrop. But that spread offense at Northrop, they're going to sweep the floor with Northside. I got Northrop winning by 14. Busco, West Noble. Who you got, Crowley?
Well, I got the champions of the whatever conference they're in.
NECC.
Oh, the NECC small division, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I got Busco.
Busco. Yeah, I'm going to have to go with Busco. West Nobles look good this year, but Busco's too strong. Lure Southside.
Well, Southside is the worst team in Northeast Indiana.
Haven't won.
And Lures, though, also lost to Northside, but they're not going to lose to Southside. Mm.
Can they lose to both sides?
No.
No. Got Lures. Southern Wells Heritage.
Now this.
This is this, the toilet bowl, as Alon Howard would say. Both 1-6, I believe, and this is going to be a good one. This is one for the books.
Yeah, I mean, you couldn't pay me enough to go to that game. But I am going to go with the Heritage Patriots.
I'm rolling with the Heritage Patriots. Yeah. Parker Tracy is going to light up the scoreboard.
The best quarterback in the ACC.
He's going to be hitting Justin Wood for touchdowns. It's going to be a huge game for Heritage. Homestead Wayne, highly debated one.
Well, since I went with my big winner as Wayne, I'm going to have to pick them over Homestead. As Craig Young's been saying that everybody's doubting them, and I agree. I mean, they're a good team.
Well, Craig Young gave me a call the other day and just wanted to clarify that he knows that I haven't been doubting them.
Really?
Yes, avid listener of the show. And he knows that I'm rolling with Wayne. Wayne's taking care of business with Homestead. Bluffton versus Adams Central.
Well, Bluffton's actually having a solid year with a 5-2 record, which is actually better than another team in the ACAC, who I'm not going to state.
Well,
but
Bluffton did have a forfeit some games, you know.
Right, right.
Yeah.
But I'm going to have to go with Adams Central, of course.
Yep, rolling with Logan Macklin and AC. East Noble, New Haven, going to decide the NE8 conference.
Well, considering New Haven only be a winless team by 3 points, I think East Noble's going to win by at least 40.
Yeah, New Haven only beat Belmont by 3 on their homecoming. East Noble is going to beat them pretty big.
I gotta
unfortunately
add something about
I don't
want
to say that, but
the secondary for New Haven plays dirty.
They play
I
dirty.
I don't like them, especially that Scheid kid.
I think Scheid is a heck of a player. I think they got a lot of dogs on that defense. Scheid's pretty good. Caudill's pretty good. I don't want you to talk about New Haven like that. That is, dare I say, that is blasphemous. I don't want to hear that talk about the Bulldogs on this show. But I'm taking East Noble in a close game. Close game. Leo, Columbia City. Columbia City's hot right now, but so are the Lions.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a real good game, and I'm going to have to go with the Leo Lions.
Mm. Yeah, I took Leo as my big winners of the week in the NE8, but I think Columbia City is going to knock them off.
Hostile
environment over there in Columbia City. I mean, thousands of fans are going to pack the stadium.
Wow.
It's going to be a wild one. Leo will not be able to handle the pressure.
Now, don't ever doubt Coach Souter.
That's true.
They took down the Woodland Warriors.
Yes, they
which
did.
Which isn't...
It's not saying much when it's 6-0 against the Warriors. This year, at least.
You said it, not me, man.
Snyder versus Dwenger.
Ah, this is the game. Dwenger coming off a 2-point win against a average Lures team. Mm. Snyder coming off a big win against Northrop. This is the game everybody's waiting for, and honestly, I'm going to have to go with the Panthers.
Ridiculous. Scumbag.
Really?
Snyder, Dwenger, I'm going with Dwenger. They're not losing all year. They're going to go undefeated all the way to Lucas Oil. You can bet on it. Angola versus the old Garrett Railroaders.
Well, I know you had Garrett as your big winner, but I mean, they're going to be the biggest loser in Indiana this week as they take on Angola. I have them by at least 45.
The Hornets are a tough team. Look for these Railroaders to get stung to death. 70-6.
Wow.
Woodland versus South Adams.
Yeah, I think this is the most sought-after score from our fans on the show here. And after South Adams' tough loss to Bluffton, I'm going to have to go with Woodland.
Yes. finally not picking against his alma mater, the Woodland Warriors. And you best believe I'm not picking against him this week, especially after seeing South Adams lose to Jay County in a shocking, shocking upset. But I got to say, Woodland better win this game.
Well, yeah, I definitely meant
you better not lose to South Adams.
But I'd also like to say something about Woodland.
Go ahead.
I see a big game coming from Jack Stuckey again. But I also see a big game coming from Benjamin Reedy.
I think Ben Reedy's going to have a big game. I think Trevor Walls is going to have a big game. I think Jack Stuckey is going to play well like he usually does. I think the kicking has been pretty well for Woodland. Two field goals last week by Connor Sowers.
That's highly impressive. I mean, that's a third of the field goals I made last year.
That's true.
In one game. I mean,
and backup quick kicker, Juan, he's a great player as well. The defense, pretty good. You got Tyron White, you know, Keegan Jones.
Yeah, I mean, even though they gave up 48 last week.
LCC is a pretty good team. They like to score points, and that's what they did. They had their way with the Warriors last week. Yeah. But the Warriors are bouncing back. They're getting a big win against South Adams and riding some momentum to face the Adams Central Flying Jets. Well, I want to take some time to give a huge thank you to our producer and our co-producer, Emily Zimet. Although, my gosh, they have stunk up the studio. Every time they open their mouth, just the stench of Similac proceeding throughout the studio. We had to open up a window, turn on the fan here. And also, I want to clear up, I do not drink tequila. But Tony, thank you for being on today. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Tyler. Thank you for this chance to develop my voice and really give my opinion on this show.
Emily, thank you for being on.
Thank you for having me.